You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Vegas! Live from Las Vegas, home of Super Bowl 58.
Drop.
It's the Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
It's humbling because I never thought I would be in this many Super Bowl games.
When you look at the 49er logo, you think of success in Super Bowls.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Rod Woodson, WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins. Coming up, Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield, Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is hour number three of day number one of our three-day residency here in Las Vegas for the big game. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show live from Las Vegas at the TurboTax Studio. We have had a wild day here inside the Super yes. Bowl experience with the Nickelodeon having their kids' day off. We weren't expecting that,
no,
but it's
not.
But it's all good. It's all good. You know, it's just... It's not like I didn't come to Vegas to get, you know, rid of my three children. Nothing like that. You know I love my children. Like being around kids. At any rate, hour number three is on the air. If you missed any of our show already with Keegan-Michael Key and Steve Young and Rod Woodson and Seth Rollins and we had Nate Burleson crash the set, we are going to re-air on the Roku channel as soon as this hour is over. And there's our podcast as well. We appreciate everybody checking us out today. Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings is going to be joining us shortly in our studio from Las Vegas. But joining us right now, courtesy of Advanced Auto Parts, is one of our favorites, one of my favorites, from the Buccaneers. What a superb season he had there. Good to see you, Baker Mayfield. How are you?
Great to see you. Doing good, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Woo! Yeah.
How often are you come to Vegas? Are you a Vegas guy at all or no?
Few and far between.
Is that right?
Yeah, special occasions.
Okay. Like bachelor parties and stuff like that?
Or? First time was a bachelor party. It was fresh off the 21st birthday.
Ooh.
No money, so definitely borrowed some from a lot of friends. Survive in advance. That's the motto.
It is. I was saying that when I came off the plane, like I remember my first times coming to Vegas and I would just be like, this is going to be the greatest weekend ever. And then about 10 hours in, I'm like, how long until my flight? 2 days from now? Like I've had those experiences here.
It's an interesting place. Ran out of money the first time I was here. Had to ask friends just to get a water. So,
did you really?
I've had some lows here.
Waters are expensive.
Looking to have some highs.
But let's make this moment
exactly
that high, Baker.
This is the high right now. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, again, congrats on a great season because I know making the most of opportunities is what it's about in the National Football League, and you crushed it. And I know I asked you this before, but now that you're fully through the season. Why do you think it worked out in Tampa for you in such a great way?
From the very beginning, they told me going in, just from free agency stuff, be the best version of you. All we want is for you to be you. And that's kind of rare to hear instead of somebody saying, hey, you need to act this way, do this and that. But Todd Bowles, Jason Light, those guys just said, hey, be you. And we know who that is. You're healthy. We want you to come in and play with that fire, that passion, get the guys going. And, it's an empowering feeling when you hear that.
Right. And then obviously winning a division, going to the playoffs, winning a playoff game, being involved in a tight, big-time affair in Detroit, as you were, that had to, now that you look back on it, what are your two cents on the season you did put out there, Big?
I mean, it started out hot. And we didn't really know what we were doing offensively. I mean, everybody knew the basics of the scheme, but then we lost 6 out of 7 there in the middle of the year. And so for our guys to stick together, for us not to try and reinvent the wheel scheme-wise, that's something to be really, really proud of, to to be where we were at 4-7, say, all right, we still have a chance to win this division. If we just fix the things that we can control, play with each other, and go from there, that's something to be really proud of. So the guys just bought in, and that's rare to have when you're sitting at 4-7.
And now the guy who is coordinating your offense and calling the plays is now the head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Who do the Panthers get in Dave Canales?
The most positive guy I've ever been around.
Is that right?
Yeah, and even in those moments of the 4-7, and I give him a lot of the credit for not changing up what we were doing, just saying, guys, we need to get the little details fixed. If we can do that, we're going to be fine. We have the talent that's there. Like, we have everything we need. We have all the pieces. We just need to put it together. And so I'm excited and happy for Bryce to be able to have somebody like that that's going to instill that belief in him. I don't think he's lost it by any means, but it's tough when you go from the number one pick to not having a lot of success. And so for him to have somebody like Dave in his corner that's going to be a positive attitude guy every single day, and he doesn't waver on it, and it's a rare thing to have in the NFL.
What does that feel like to hear that voice in the helmet that is always positive?
It's you can sense he's just truly happy to be there. And I mean, obviously he's worked extremely hard to get to this point, but it just gives you your own belief. It's kind of that ripple effect that he instills in everybody.
No kidding. That is something to say.
Yeah.
I know he started in Southern California, right?
Yeah. Where he's an LA guy, worked his way up, got to Seattle with Pete, the connections there.
And, yeah.
You can tell he's taken his time, 13 years in Seattle, learned from a lot of different guys, been around some great ones, and just took all that knowledge and is now, you know, using it for himself.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's your two cents on this game on Sunday? What do you think?
Good matchup. Really good matchup. Obviously, the Chiefs, they don't screw it up. That's why they get to this point. They find ways to win and play with each other and make the plays when they need it. But San Fran, I think some of those pieces that were there a couple years ago when they played in the Super Bowl, I think they have this one. They've had this one marked for a while as their revenge game. So I don't know. I think San Fran will pull it out, but you can never count out the Chiefs.
So what is your two cents on this national conversation that many in my business are having about game changing quarterbacks, game managing quarterbacks? What's your opinion as an actual bona fide playoff winning quarterback in the NFL on this subject matter when you hear this?
If you're executing the system to what's being called and what you're being asked to do, people can slap a game manager title on it, but you're executing at a very high level. That's game changing. And so if you're able to do it consistently like Brock has done, That's an elite level of quarterback play, and you can't ask for much else. And so that's, I don't know. I'm a big fan of Brock. Obviously, short little quarterbacks. We try and stick together with the gritty attitude, the chips on our shoulder. But no, I'm a fan of his, and I don't think he's a game manager.
Have you met him at all?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your opinion? Like, what? How have you been around?
I think he's just a hardworking guy that, like, similar mindset to me of be in the locker room, be engulfed in that, and just try and be a normal guy for the guys in the locker room, but play your balls off when it comes out to it. Like the couple of those first down runs that he had in the championship weekend,
yeah.
Like that's, he's showing exactly the heart. He's wearing that on his sleeves, and I think that's a big thing for the guys around him, that he's going to lay it out on the line for those guys.
Yeah, I mean, because the concept of game managing, right? I mean, like, you do it every snap.
Yeah.
Like you break the huddle.
Yeah.
You know what the play is. Then you survey what's in front of you. And that's, you're actually, every snap, you're managing a situation.
Exactly. And so just because it's not electric, you're not doing some Mahomes or Josh Allen Lamar plays, doesn't mean you're not doing it in the best way, in your own way. And so everybody does it differently, but I respect the way he does it.
And so what advice would you give him as the opposing quarterback taking the field against him in a playoff game, which you've done?
It's when it comes down to these big games, it's always the teams who don't mess up. So do the little things right. Take the easy throws, take the easy completions, the stuff that's gotten them to this point of why everybody says he's a game manager. He's just put the ball in the right places, and it looks easy because Shanahan's drawn it up for him, but he's done it the right way. And so for him, just keep that same approach. And they have a great team around them, so trust those guys too.
Baker Mayfield here on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of Advanced Auto Parts. What are you doing with Advanced Auto Parts?
So obviously this is a big weekend, Super Bowl Sunday, but not many people know the following Sunday is National Car Battery Day. So that's a fun fact, February 18th. And we've got the campaign going on with Advanced Auto Parts. It's false starts kill drives. Everybody hates false starts in football.
Yes.
It's one of the most frustrating things. It's the number one penalty in the league. Just sets you back. And so when you can relate that to your cars, it's a dead car battery.
Yeah.
You're starting from behind. You're going to be late. You already have more yards to make up. But if you register at AAPFalseStarts.com, you get a chance to win free car batteries for life if there's one false start in the game. And these two teams that are in the championship, they are top 10 in false starts in the league, both of them.
So all we need is just one
false
start.
We don't want a sloppy game. I'm not rooting for a sloppy game.
Not
just one false start.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
And then you could win free diehard batteries from Advance for life.
For life. And that's not the length of your car life. That's your life.
Your life.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a big deal.
So that's a lot on the line on Sunday.
It is.
I thought it was just the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah,
on
everybody's going to be watching Super Bowl Sunday, but there's a lot more on the line here.
So, yeah. And there's always finger pointing, right? There's always finger pointing that it wasn't me, it was him.
Exactly.
Somebody drew me off, you know, like there was encroachment.
I'm not sure if guys actually realize that they have no input when it comes to the finger pointing, but it's a fun thing to do.
Seriously.
No, he did it.
So you've never seen a ref influenced by the finger pointing, is what
you're
saying?
No, because they get together and they want to call it however. They're not going to listen to it.
They don't.
If they listened to it, then I'd have a lot more calls go my way. So I've been on the other hand.
So do you not complain at all? Do you don't lobby?
Come on. Yeah, we're always lobbying in there.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you got to speak your opinion. Whether
of course.
Sometimes it might hurt me, but sometimes it'll help.
Understood.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, false starts being the number one penalty in the league, we need just one.
Just one.
And how does somebody get involved? You go to AA. What I see right.
AAPFalseStarts.com.
AAPFalseStarts.com. Register before Sunday. And
register before Super Bowl Sunday.
And you can get free batteries for life. Fantastic.
Done. I mean, I'm signing up right now.
Yep. Baker Mayfield here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's your scoop over the next few weeks? What's your timeline like, man?
After the Super Bowl, going to take a little vacation.
Okay. Where are you going?
Going to the Bahamas.
Okay.
Take a couple of the guys, take a couple of the big boys down there.
Okay.
Relax a little bit. And then I got a baby on the way, so wife's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah. Hey, is this your first?
First one. Gonna have a little girl. I am
little
so screwed.
Girl.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Be wrapped around her finger.
Truly. Being a girl dad is the greatest thing.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest gifts of all time. This is great.
At first we were both hoping for a boy, but now we're really, really excited.
Understood,
it's a girl.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when's the due date?
April 2nd. So gonna get one more vacation after Super Bowl, and then it's off limits after that.
Also, it's a guy's trip to Bahamas.
Oh no, they're coming too.
Everybody's coming.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Actually, Tristan Wirfs is going too, and his girlfriend is due a week before us. So got to enjoy a great friend that I've, you know, we've become very close quickly, and then we're also on similar life cycle right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very good. And so when do you make your decision about what's next for your pro career?
You know, the first step happened in Tampa hiring new OC, so I'm excited about that. Somebody
you
that
are.
I'm familiar with.
Okay. Liam Cohen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great guy. Obviously, I think a big factor in that was the same system that we ran last year.
Yes.
So guys don't have to relearn anything. Terminology might be a little different, but same system, same scheme. And so just take the next steps from there and then let my agent and those guys negotiate from there. But
okay.
I'm thankful for that place. They gave me an opportunity.
So your first option is to stay put, right?
I would love to. Just how they run things, how they operate, it allowed me to play free and just all about ball.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And you like living there in Central
Florida?
How
can you not love it?
Okay.
Good weather. Didn't know anything about it going into it, but we've settled in there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your option to do that? Because, you know, the Patriot fan over here,
he's lobbying hard over there.
I know.
Well, I just mentioned he's going to the Bahamas, B, Boston, B, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I thought there might be a clue
different.
There.
Yeah,
you
the
know B's mean?
Similar, but it's
summertime in New England, Baker, nothing like it.
Yeah, there's no Bahamas after the B.
Ah.
By the way, it's Foxborough, not Boston.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, so that's your next order of business. Congratulations in advance.
Appreciate
Let me know
it.
Where you're registered. Will you?
No, we're no registries. Just
no
donations
registry?
To the foundation. No
okay.
registry.
Okay,
no.
Very good. And everybody go to aapfallstarts.com. Register before kickoff Sunday. And then when there's a false start, you have a chance to win free batteries
yeah.
for life.
It's a big deal.
It is that. No
I signed
doubt.
Up already. Yeah, we're in.
Did you really?
Yeah, we're in.
Why not?
I like free stuff, Baker.
Okay, everybody likes free stuff. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate you guys.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Baker Mayfield here on the Rich Eisen Show. Just want to let you all know before we head on out of here, Game Time Tickets is there for you to get a ticket to the big game. With the code VEGAS100, you can get $100 off when you buy a big game ticket through Game Time, which is the ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase because you can see views from your seat. You get the entire cost up front with their all-in prices before you buy, so there's nothing surprising. All the guesswork is removed when you buy tickets with Game Time. And again, right now, all Game Time users get $100 off a big game ticket with my code VEGAS100. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Just download the Game Time app and use the code VEGAS100 for $100 off a big game ticket. Or if you're not going to the game, use code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Justin Jefferson next. This is the Rich Eisen Show from Vegas.
America starts the day with America in the Morning. Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather. Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Clayton Neville.
I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
On the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast, co-host David Green and Rob Abasolo interview real estate investors and entrepreneurs about successes, failures, and hard-earned lessons. Joined by author Dave Meyer.
Who wrote a book?
I did write a book.
It seems like you're coming out with a book every 4 minutes.
You're one to talk. You've released 2 books this year. I've done half as many as you.
It is more about strategy than it is about just finding whatever the new buzzword happens to be.
Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, we're back here in Las Vegas. Justin Jefferson at J Jettas 2 is making
cousin.
His way here. Is that right?
My cousin.
Probably. I mean, yeah, we'll figure it out, but I'm pretty sure.
Are they feeding the children candy? Because
there's a lot of snacks over
bouncing,
there, man.
I mean, they're bouncing around.
Yes.
This
is, amazing, though, man. This is
well, they're getting pictures with SpongeBob behind us.
I need one of those.
By the way,
Jason Feller and I got pictures.
The voices
of
SpongeBob and SquarePants will be in the booth for the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
SquarePants.
With Nate?
Huh?
With Nate? Is Nate doing that game?
Nate's doing it with Noah Eagle.
Amazing.
Those are the broadcasts.
I might flip over and watch a little of the Slimecast. Why not?
Will you do that?
Why not?
I once did that with the kids.
I'll get back to you.
And that was the game. It was the Saints against the Bears. It was their playoff game. Remember that? They played. It was 2-7. And was it Gardner Johnson who got in a fight? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There was like an actual fist fight. One of the Bears actually hauled off and hit.
Can't get into a fight in the Slimecast. Like, what are we doing?
I know that. And just like, how do you teach the kiddos what an immediate ejectionable offense is? Now, that's slime.
Under the sea. SpongeBob.
Square pants. He's here in town, by the way, Caliendo.
Oh, I thought you meant SpongeBob.
No.
Jason Miller and I just took a picture with him, Rich.
They're literally, truly right behind us. SpongeBob and SquarePants. There you go. You can see right next to you, Chris. Turn to your left. Turn to your left. And there he is. Yeah.
Hey.
What is happening? Well, that's the idea when you watch the Roku channel. Hey, what's it like at the Super Bowl? This is what it's like.
This SpongeBob is exactly what's happening.
And SquarePants. They're both here.
I'm going to get a selfie with SpongeBob.
Do it, Mike.
Better than Lady Gaga.
Failed Lady Gaga.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. In case everyone's wondering where we are, like literally, truly where we are. We're in the convention center attached to Mandalay Bay.
Yep.
And we are in the Super Bowl experience, which is the place where families and kids and children of all ages, if you will come here and run 40-yard dashes and look at Super Bowl rings. And it's like a museum in a way with some activities. And
pretty much anything you could possibly think of that has to do with the NFL is in experience.
It's in here, right.
Yeah.
And we're
artifacts.
We're attached to Radio Row, the media center, which is where most of the shows emanate from during Super Bowl week. And there's a lot of folks who just stroll around Radio Row and that's why we sometimes like to just remove ourselves from Radio Row, so when a guest comes and sits here, they feel like they're not being pulled in 15 different directions.
Right. Or somebody being like, hey, can you come do 5 minutes of that?
And what would throw a wrench into that would be having 1,000 children hopped up on sugar running around.
Slime and man, who knows
that pulls else? That pulls a little wrench into that. And so it's a bit of a walk, which is why Steve Young was saying, it's like he climbed a mountain.
He climbed a mountain
with a Sherpa.
Like a 1,000-mile walk or something he was talking about.
Base camp at Everest.
I mean, look, I know Steve was a Hall of Famer. He looked a little winded. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you. I get it.
Was he chewing gum?
He was chewing gum.
Yeah. And it wasn't just like a piece of gum. It looked like he had like some big league chew stuck in there.
I know, seriously.
So I was like, is he dipping or is he chewing gum?
He said, I'm an athlete.
I'm an athlete.
That was fun. And then Nate Burleson hopped in because the Nickelodeon crew is covering
Nate
the lights.
Literally right behind us.
I know. And his correspondent is Adam Schefter's daughter.
Nice.
And Schefter, I think, is around here right now.
Oh, just walking around?
I don't know. He might be shoving some of the kids aside to get cut in the line for the 40-yard dash. I don't know.
I mean, that was the cool part. Nate just wandered over, and he hopped in.
My gosh. So Justin Jefferson's making his way here. As soon as he shows up, we'll throw him right on the set here from the Minnesota Vikings. Do you think Kirk Cousins is going to go back there? I think so.
To Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it, but
I do.
Pittsburgh is an interesting destination that Rod threw out there.
The Steelers aren't going to pay that much.
Because here are the teams that are going to need a quarterback. Okay, going to need a quarterback. Washington is going to need a quarterback, right?
Yes.
Patriots are going to need a quarterback.
Absolutely.
And these are teams that are going to need a quarterback. We had Antonio Pierce on yesterday, right? Head coach of the Raiders. He said it's Aiden O'Connell and they're going to bring in somebody to compete. Do you want to throw the Raiders on that list?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Then we will do so. Broncos are going to need a quarterback.
Absolutely.
All right. Everybody else in the AFC South just drafted their quarterback. Think about it. C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence is the OG with Anthony Richardson and Will Levis. Right?
That division's locked.
Bengals and Browns don't need one. Ravens don't need one.
Nope.
Dolphins don't need one. Bills don't need one.
Jets don't need one.
The Jets need to use their draft capital
on
protecting Aaron Rodgers or whoever's going to be there after Rodgers is done.
Well, Rodgers says two more years.
I don't know if they're going to use. They're going to use a draft choice on a quarterback.
I wouldn't imagine so.
And then there's the Steelers. I don't know if they're going to. They like Pickett, man. Rod wasn't sold on him. How about Rod? Rod Woodson, by the way, came on the show, and he's just like, I don't understand why everyone is saying this about Brock Purdy. He's young, you know. Like, if back in my day, like, I was being toasted first 2-3 years of my career, they'd have labeled me a bust. Yeah. So let kids develop. And then I'm like, who's going to be the quarterback for the Steelers? And he goes, whoever they're going to draft.
Whoever they're going to draft.
I'm like, well, what about letting Pickett develop? It's funny. When it's your team, it's just a different set of circumstances.
Yep.
All right. You want to put the Steelers down on this
list? Yeah, I do. I do. Absolutely.
But they don't need one is what I'm saying. The NFC.
Giants.
Dude, I'm not putting the Giants on this list.
You're going to disagree on
Rich,
that one.
Man, I am not putting the Giants on this list.
I'm hearing some things.
What you hearing?
What are you hearing? What do you mean you're hearing?
You know he does
things?
Have sources, though, Rich. He keeps them low-key.
What are you talking about? Go ahead.
I hear things.
Russell Wilson might be in play for the Giants.
Dude, if Russell Wilson comes to New York and performs in New York the way he did at the end of his Seattle tenure in his first 2 years in Denver, he will be filleted like a steak. Get out of here. And the Giants are going to take on his contract?
No, he'll get cut, and then he'll be on the veteran's mitt, and
I don't think he's going to get cut.
Why not rest in Pittsburgh?
It's about us.
Okay, that is the best part about this show. I'm not putting the Giants on this list, and the Eagles aren't on this list, and the Cowboys aren't on this list. The Lions are not on this list.
But the Washington football team.
They already are.
Picking two. Atlanta
needs a quarterback. You think so?
All right. They went back and forth twice with Ritter. Heineke's not the answer. They need a quarterback.
Rams don't. None of the NFC West teams do. Seattle might take one.
Maybe.
And then the NFC South, obviously they're not going to. Panthers aren't taking one.
Saints.
The Bucks don't need one. They just left. You know?
The Saints are probably solid for another couple years.
Just like 6-7. And look who's joining us right now, live.
Hey!
What's up, brother?
That's Justin Jefferson coming in here.
Good to see you, man.
We're live. How are you, sir? Good to see you. Take that seat. Jay Felly. Give him that mic. There you go.
Thank you.
There we go. Man who is number two on the NFL Network top 100 list of players in the National Football League last year. One of the best in the NFL playing wide receiver. Courtesy of Sleep Number from the Minnesota Vikings, we've got Justin Jefferson. Good to see you. How are you? How's it going?
It's going great, man. Glad to be here.
I know. Now, you ran through all this, right? Just to sit here.
For sure.
Do you need a second? You need a minute?
Yeah, it's hectic.
There's a lot of kids. There's a lot of kids who want to see Justin Jefferson, right?
Man, hey, I'm not going to lie. If I had this experience as a little kid, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
You'd have run all over the place, right?
What? This is crazy. This is my first time really seeing this. This is unreal.
I know. You should. Well, then there's parenting one day.
True.
Honestly, right now, this doesn't faze me at all.
It's a normal thing. It's a normal thing. Wednesday for you.
So, how are you doing? You good?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. You know, just trying to enjoy all of the moments that I have. You know, of course, you know, I didn't like the season the way it ended, so there's work to be done. So the grind is definitely about to take over.
There's two questions I have for you that you don't know the answer to, but I'll ask them anyway. How's that for a setup? Number one is, who's your quarterback this coming year?
Yeah, I don't know that. I have no idea. You know, it could be Kirk. It could be someone else. I have no idea.
But how is Kirk? How is he?
I mean, Kirk is great. Kirk is great as a teammate, you know, as a person. I mean, just seeing the difference from, you know, having multiple quarterbacks throw to you versus, you know, having that one main quarterback. So it's definitely a difference. You know, you kind of appreciate it a little bit more. I feel like everyone, especially, you know, Vikings fans, appreciate Kirk a little bit more now that we've seen him off the field. So it's definitely been tough, but it's been great to see him still in the training room, still interacting with us as a team,
right?
Still having that high spirit. So, you know, I guess we'll see what goes on.
What's your sense of how it might play out with him? What's your sense of it, Justin?
I mean, I would like him to stay. I would love to have him stay and have that connection with him. You know, it's going to be difficult to create that new connection with, you know, a whole new quarterback. You know, especially if, you know, if we don't know if we're going to draft one, we don't know if we're going to pick one up.
Right.
So it's a little bit difficult situation. But I mean, I would like to have him back. I would like to have him, you know, in that locker room, especially with that leadership that he has and a C on his chest.
All right, now here's the other question that you don't know the answer to that I'm going to ask. Where is that bag? Where's the bag?
Where is that bag? I don't know, man. I'm looking for the bag just like you are. I'm looking for it just like you, dog. I'm waiting for the call. I'm waiting to you know, experience that whole thing with my family. And, you know, it's life-changing. So I'm waiting for it just like you are.
Do you have any idea when the bag might arrive? What do you
Hopefully
think?
Sooner than later.
Well, I mean, the new league year comes up, right?
Yeah, for sure.
In March.
Yeah.
Are there conversations about where the location of the bag?
There's conversations, you know. We're trying to have good communication and, you know, to stay on the same page. And, you know, I know it's going to come. You know, I'm not in any rush. Just like I've been saying all throughout the season, because I've been, you know, I've gotten that question asked plenty of times.
Yes.
I'm focused on football. I'm going to let my football do all of the play. I know that I'm going to get what I'm worth. You know, I feel like I have the right people and the right, you know, support system around me to make sure that I'm getting everything that I deserve, and that you know, no one's taking advantage of me. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's new and what's going to come up for the future.
Yeah.
But you know, just like I said, I'm waiting, just like you are.
Yeah. I mean, when you have for instance, a negotiating point.
Yeah.
That you set the record for most yards and catches and things of that nature for anybody through the first 4 years of their career, and you did it in three.
Yeah.
You know, like you shaved it off right. by a year. That's kind of a position you can take. Just for, not sure. that you need my help. But,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, that kind of sets it up. And then you did the 3 year thing in two. Like you keep on, you know, ahead of the curve here.
Ever since I got into the league, I'm always trying to over exceed the expectations, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when I got into the league, I was, you know, shooting for 1,000 yards. I thought 1,000 yards is going to be a great season for a rookie, which it is. But I over exceeded that and got 14. Then the next year I over exceeded that. And the next year I over exceeded that. So just every year I'm always just trying to find new ways to better myself. I know I'm going to get the double teams, the triple teams. So it's all about just still trying to find ways to get open. Of course, you know, with the help of KO and the rest of the coaching staff by moving me in different positions, I got to learn how to be a slot, learn how to stay being an outside receiver. Of course, I get the press man a couple times. So there's always room for improvement for me. So every single offseason, I'm grinding, trying to find new ways to become the number one receiver every single year.
Justin Jefferson of the Vikings here on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of Sleep Number. What do you think is going to happen Sunday in this game? What's your opinion?
I don't know, man. This is going to be a tough one because both teams have been playing tremendously. Of course, you can't count out Patrick Mahomes and what he does for that team. But you also can't count out the different players that Francisco has and the defense that they have. So, I don't know, man. This is going to be a tough one.
Well, now, listen, I'm going to turn you into a member of the media at this point in time. You have to choose. If you had to choose, which one do you think is going to win? Justin Jefferson.
This is a tough,
it sure is.
Tough question. I want to say 49ers. I want to say 49ers, but it's very difficult to say them because Patrick Mahomes is on the other side. Just like Baltimore. I thought Baltimore was going to win. Just what the different players that they had, the defense that they had,
yeah.
The energy that they carried themselves with. But Pat Mahomes did the job again. So it's like, you know, what can you do? I mean, it's like, do I have to go with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, is that the right answer?
No, you don't. There is no right. The right answer is what you believe. You want to say Niners, but when you say that, you feel like you're not maybe paying the proper respect to the Mahomes.
Right. So let me ask you the same question.
Sure.
Who are you going to go with?
Well.
Who are you picking?
Here's the deal, Justin, is I have a job Sunday for 8.5 hours. I'm leaning towards the Chiefs.
Right? Okay.
That's how I am leaning.
Why?
Right now. For the same reason you're talking about.
But because, okay, I'm just making sure you know that what I mean? we're on the same page.
It's just I've seen this movie before, you know, at the outset of NFL Network when I watched Brady win 3 out of 4and go back-to-back and have an air of invincibility that – you know, Mahomes went into Buffalo, obviously with his defense and his team and Kelsey.
Tough atmosphere.
Right. And then went into Baltimore and did that.
Tough atmosphere again.
Right. And so it's kind of tough. And the only people who have beaten Patrick Mahomes in a postseason game, Tom Brady and Joe Burrow, your guy.
That's good company right there.
That's the list.
That's good company right there.
That's it. When did you first realize Burrow was special?
Honestly, I mean, of course, you know, everything changed going into our junior year of college. Yes. But especially during that, like, that spring, going into summertime, we all knew that it was going to be that type of season for us. Just the way our offense was.
60 touchdowns? Really?
Just the way our offense was. Just, I mean, everyone knows LSU is known for their defense.
Yes.
We're never known for our offense. But that year, we killed our defense every single practice. Every scrimmage, we killed them. So we knew that as an offense, we always knew that we need to do our part as an offense. Defense was going to carry their weight.
Would Patrick Queen agree with that assessment?
He didn't agree with that during springtime. He definitely had a couple fights with Joe. We definitely had a couple brawls during the spring practices. But we knew that, you know, that's what it was going to take. You know, we knew that Joe was tough after that. Just getting into those fights with different people, just
carrying
that swagger.
He got into a fight with Patrick Queen?
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear about that, huh?
No.
Hey, Joe is something. Hey, he's something else. Joe is something else. I'll give him that. He's a tough sucker. I'll give him that.
Like chest to chest, nose to nose?
Head to head, helmet to helmet, in each other's face. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is that why? Did you see when Zay Flowers got flagged for
the
taunting?
Yes.
Did you see Burrow took to Twitter and he says they should just let us taunt?
I agree.
You do?
I agree 100%. I mean, that it kind of takes it away from the game, the excitement of the game. I mean, we all know to be respectful. We all know that there's a limit towards it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like if you getting tackled and you get up and then you kind of, like, flex and then somebody's just, you know, standing on the ground.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like that's really taunting too much. That's exciting towards the game. Everybody wants to see that type of stuff. I feel like there's a limit towards it, of course, but I feel like they definitely should take it out.
Justin Jefferson here, courtesy of Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. My
yes.
Sleep Number setting is 60.
Mine is 70.
Look at you.
Very close.
Very close. Just 10 numbers apart.
Very close. And how is the Sleep Number bed working for you?
Please. Do I look well rested to you? Or
yes. I don't see any bags.
Oh, it's the makeup.
I barely see a coffee. I see one cup.
It's just, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
You look energetic, yeah. Looking bright.
I do feel that way.
Hey, man. I'm telling you, Sleep Number will do it for you, man. That's why 80% use it. The facts are there.
Yeah.
The facts are there.
So you like, you set that setting, you like your
matches
a certain way, and that's
I'm in
it.
Love. 70% do it for me.
Okay.
That's what's been doing it for me this whole season. I feel like, you know, especially the recovery to coming back into on the field, sleep has definitely been a big routine for me, you know, especially with all of the different treatments, different, you know, physical therapy that I was trying to do, of course, trying to get back on that field as fast as possible. You know, my whole process and the whole recovery process, sleep was that number one thing for me.
And if you buy a Sleep Number pillow, you get one free, and plus Sleep Number then donates another pillow to the American Cancer Society as their official partner of A Crucial Catch, which
yes.
We all know about with the NFL. Thanks for coming in, Justin. Really
Thank you
appreciate
for having
it.
Me, man. It's always fun.
Really, always fun. Always fun. And listen, I know you don't know where the bag is. But when you go back into our purple room, I will give you a bag.
Wow.
It's not the bag you're looking
Where's
for.
Where's the purple room?
It's not the bag.
It's right back
It's not the bag,
it's
but
not
it's a bag.
Bag.
It's a great
a bag.
It's a great bag.
It's a great bag.
It's a great bag. But not the bag I'm looking for.
No. You might be
Correct.
Looking for it. You might be
looking No,
for
it is not the bag you are looking for. I cannot provide that to you, but what bag I will provide you. There's a lot of sweet stuff in it. There's,
okay.
a good, there's some Roku
okay.
products in there.
I'm excited to see it.
You got some Roku products
I like surprises.
Absolutely. And then there's Rich Eisen Show gear, wear it with pride. Is what
oh,
I'm saying
always,
too. Appreciate
always.
That.
Of course.
You got it. Good luck with the bag.
Yes, thank sir. You, man.
Justin
Appreciate
Jefferson
you.
Of the Minnesota Vikings here on the Rich Eisen Show. We will be back to finish up the show in a sec.
What do you want to ask, Rich? Because I'm prepared to answer since I won three of these things.
You're doing a radio show,
yes,
a television show,
yes.
and growing a beard all at the same time.
It's a big game.
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? The score's going to be 83-6. I called it.
I used to know you when you didn't have what's going
when
on.
When I didn't have hair.
What's going on?
I'm back, Mortimer.
Do you think I should?
I do.
Oh, wow.
You do? You're not really happy.
What?
You're enthusiastic, but you're not really happy.
My real name, which is three people call me, is actually Steve-on.
Steve-on. Steve-on.
Stevie.
Had you used, had you used that name?
Everybody had a baby with a name, their baby, Steve-on.
Well, Steve-on, thanks for coming on.
Y'all some dirtbags.
Who did you hear singing karaoke in the Gatorade suite that night?
It was a beautiful voice.
Is this the young lady from Catching Kelsey?
Are no, you... this is not.
Like an angel bringing us in. Mm-hmm. And there we walk in and we see Rich Eisen, karaoke, dominating.
It was not a cast. It was one of those. The crowd is it a cast.
It's tough to do karaoke now. People are filming all the time. Then they judge. And, you know, I get judged enough. I don't need to be judged on my singing ability.
I'm plus one in Roger Goodell's suite.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Uh-oh. He did not point to either one of you guys.
Your favorite talk show host, Rich Eisen, Dan Patrick, Ellen DeGeneres.
I love You've Got Mail.
It's not even the best Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie.
Exactly.
The symbolic of the breaking of bread, I look at as the cutting of bread.
Wow. So on the side.
Get him a nice parting gift, will you, please?
How's my posture? Is it confident?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I mean, you're just like leaning back.
Relaxed.
And swag. How's my posture?
It's all right.
Man, that was our Minnesota Super Bowl, one of our 10 now that we've covered. Back here as one big happy family on the Roku channel, as well as this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. You meeting the kids, TJ? Did I see the kids coming over here?
Well, they're trying to barter. They're trying to barter.
They want the helmet.
They want the helmets and the football.
Helmets and the football.
They want
they're
our
trying
gear.
To barter some stuff.
Make it
barter.
They want to offer some stuff in exchange for some stuff.
It's a set dressing. You know? No, I know. I know. You wants to offer me a card
it's
for
a
something?
It's a C.J. Stroud card.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud rookie. Card. I mean,
okay, that's pretty good. You want to hold on to that?
Yeah. That's going to make you money one day.
Look at this. We're talking to kids. Kids say the darndest things here at the Super Bowl, like offering me a C.J. Stroud card for this mini helmet on the set.
Hey, Rich, I'm not sure if you're aware. Justin Jefferson confirmed that he and I are indeed related. We are people.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been telling you that. I said, he's my cousin. You said, is he? And I'm like, I don't know, probably. And then I told him my last name, and he said, you're my people.
Ah. So
he left. We're going to hit the family reunion together.
Wait,
it's great.
Wait,
it's great
do you have his bag?
Yeah.
Did you is that confirmed?
Do you have the bag?
No, but I'm hoping maybe he'll cut me off, break me off something.
We got to ask Liz or anybody else with our show to see, like, did he open the bag?
Just to look?
Just to see?
Yeah.
Were there stacks
Were there any honey buns in there?
Oh, darn it.
It's going to be a rig
strut,
people.
There's just a Hydra flask.
Unfortunately, for as great as our bags are, I don't think they're quite big enough for what he's going to get.
I understand.
It's a brick truck.
I understand. We just had active players on the set, right? As opposed to the Hall of Famers that we've had already here that showed up. But it's going to be tough for any of the other. I don't know if we have any more active players in the next couple days. Bottom line, though, it's tough to top. I think the popularity of Justin Jefferson with these kids.
It was unbelievable.
That was amazing.
It was like, you know,
he was
Moses.
Like the Pied Piper,
Elvis entered the building.
They were yelling at him
to
do the gritty.
They were going nuts. Yeah, they were all like saying,
hey, do the gritty.
And he walked away, and there was just a trail of them following him. Down
like the Pied Piper.
It's great.
We have Max Crosby tomorrow, Rich.
Oh, there we go. Max Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. I hope he's going to give us a great segment, because me giving him Defensive Player of the Year on the show was an unpopular decision.
Yeah, kind of.
In some parts.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Let's not linger. Okay, I've got a top five list.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a top five list of the most impactful off-the-field moves presented by TurboTax. Hit it.
Top five. One, two.
Rich's top five.
Indeed, here we go. These are the most impactful off-the-field moves to put these two teams in the Super Bowl for Super Bowl 58. Number five on my list is the 49ers trading away Trey Lance, which is kind of wild. The fact that they finally did pull the ripcord on the draftee that cost them so many draft choices to go up and get. The fact that they pull a ripcord on would normally mean a coach is going to get fired or the GM who made the deal is going to get fired. Instead, what they did was clear the decks for Brock Purdy to be the starting quarterback and not have any sort of question if he does falter, what happens. He's got his look, he's looking over his shoulder at the kid who is going to have to play. Like, just the fact that they used all those draft choices to keep maybe on the roster, they got to just push him up and give him a shot. Instead, they just say, we're ripping the Band-Aid off, we're pulling the ripcord, we're sending him to Dallas, and it's Brock Purdy's show. And I think we've seen what Brock Purdy did with that opportunity. Clearly, his play is a major reason why the 49ers are here in Las Vegas with one more game to go. Number four of the most impactful off-the-field moves to make sure one of these teams is in the Super Bowl. Number four is whatever the Chiefs receivers said to their hands. I don't know what they said to them. Just like, did they ever have... Because honestly, when you're talking about flipping a switch and what's going to happen, that's just maybe focusing more, I guess. I don't know, but whatever happened to have the Chiefs start catching the football again.
Well, specifically
again,
that guy. 2 weeks in a row he's
Marquez
had good catches.
Valdez Scantling ended the games against Buffalo and Baltimore with huge catches, including that one that the Ravens conducted to, the Chiefs conducted to end the game against the Ravens. They went up on third down instead of running it to try and maybe take time off the clock.
Rich,
so, I don't know if the process is like basically like looking at them and saying, why are you not working? There's 10 of you. Just grab the football. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Like Michael Irvin, when he brought the ghetto in his hand.
That's what he said.
Rich, do you think that Patrick yelling at Josh was the thing that hit the switch after the game when he was so frustrated?
I just think that, Patrick, I don't know if that was a switch, because him being so upset about Kadarius Toney being offsides in the call happened before the loss to the Raiders on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's true.
So that was the last loss that the Chiefs have had, and they flipped the switch after that. So number four in terms of off the field impactful moves is whatever the Chiefs receiver said to their hands. Number three is the Chiefs drafting Isaiah Pacheco. Seventh round draft choice. What he has been able to do running the football is a key to Kansas City being here. He had a touchdown in last year's Super Bowl when he was just a mere rookie. Now he's a grown-ass man, second-year player, who can score another touchdown. And I need to ask NFL Network Research, has it ever been somebody who made the Super Bowl his first 2 years and scored a touchdown in each of those two Super Bowls? Isaiah Pacheco has a chance to do that. Number two on the top five impactful off-the-field moves to get these teams to Super Bowl 58 is the 49ers saying, okay, we gave up a lot to go draft Trey Lance, and that move really isn't working right now for us because, well, we didn't start him in year one, and in year two, he broke his ankle right off the bat. We're going to try with Jimmy Garoppolo and save our season by trading for Christian McCaffrey and using all of the draft choices essentially that they feel that they had left of any value and package them together for Christian McCaffrey. And look what he's done right now. And sure enough, they trade for McCaffrey, and they start him against the Chiefs. And Garoppolo goes out for the season in the game. And Brock Purdy winds up starting the next week, and the Brock Purdy legend is born. And part of the reason why the Brock Purdy legend could potentially even exist is because Christian McCaffrey is such a difference maker. Number two on that list. Number one, though, the most impactful off-the-field move to put either of these teams in the Super Bowl. Number one is the Bears trading up for Mitch Trubisky.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what?
They didn't trade up for Mahomes, did they?
You got a good point there, Rich.
Mahomes was sitting there and wherever he was for the Chiefs to call the Bills of all teams and say, hey, we'll flip you first in next year's draft to swap firsts in this year's draft with a little bit of something else. So we'll use your draft pick, Buffalo, to pick Patrick Mahomes and bring him to Kansas City. And the rest, as we say, is history. So, yes,
wow.
Sometimes the most impactful off-the-field moves is made by somebody that's not in the Super Bowl. So I'll give you one more. I'll do it.
Hey. Hey, George.
George.
From this town.
From this town. I like it. Las Vegas. All right. Why not?
Uh-oh. He's going to do it.
Impactful off-the-field move? What's bigger than Travis Kelce speaking his relationship with Taylor Swift into existence? That's as big as it comes, guys. That's he spoke it into existence. And look at this now. Talk about impactful. Over $300 million potentially has been brought into the NFL, right?
How are they gauging that?
This could be the greatest ratings bonanza in Super Bowl history.
All right, Chiefs, put Niners? It out there. Who do you want?
There
Let's
you go.
That's... You and Halle Berry, put it out there.
Oh, stop. That has nothing to do with the Super Bowl.
Oh, sorry.
And that was my top five impactful off-the-field moves of the season presented by TurboTax. Like football, life is all about making moves. And when you file with TurboTax, you've got the tools, experts, and services needed to make your moves count. What a show, everybody. I want to thank Keegan-Michael Key, Steve Young, Rod Woodson, Seth Rollins, Baker Mayfield, Justin Jefferson, and a special guest appearance by the set crasher, Nate Burleson, and all the kids that are going nuts
Jump
behind me right now.
Hey, kids. I love it.
That will wrap it up right here. We'll be back on the air live from Las Vegas at the TurboTax studio on Thursday. We'll be back to wrap up this show on the Roku channel in a second.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
And here's Lil Yachty with Tierra Whack.
I've never been to a fashion show. I never did any Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and I'll tell you why. Because I would always go to events and people would say to me, "Oh man, Yachty, man, I love your music, bro." And she'd be like, "What song?" At the time, I didn't love my music. I would feel like I'm in a room with all these artists and they all respect each other. And I feel like no one respects me.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.